Hello and welcome to the Brutal Iron Gym Podcast, where our goal is to cut through the BS and deliver the brutal truth about topics related to health and happiness. Today's podcast number 1809, the topic is nutrition and the title is Adjusting Calories to Make Up for Mistakes. Who knew? So, one of my clients, we went through a little bit of a conversation this past week that I thought would be fun to share. The client has training day and non-training day calorie goals. This is in part to help us match their caloric intake to their caloric usage per day. That way we can maximize strength and muscle progressions from training and actually like improve performance in training. And then also on the non-training days, we're not eating a surplus of calories. It'll actually help us to reduce body fat. So she's been struggling with that in the past, where she would struggle with trying to balance building muscle and strength without gaining excessive fat, and then also balancing trying to lose the fat without sacrificing strength and muscle gains. So we started implementing caloric cycling, which is just high calories on training days, low calorie on non-training days, and then eating enough protein and keeping that consistent. Because you're still recovering from the training on non-training days. We want to make sure we're consuming enough protein on non-training days to fuel that muscle growth process. So she struggled with it in the past, but we have a good structure now. And things had been working for a while, but we ran into a little bit of a snafu that I wanted to share. So the past 7 days, her training journal, I'm going to give you some numbers, but I'll help clarify them along the way. Is I log into MyFitnessPal, which she uses. I look and see the calories she has, the grams of protein she has. We also track sugars as well. For her calories, on her training day, she's supposed to have 2,000 calories minimum, so 2,000 to 2,200. However, all of last week, she was under the calories on training days. On the first training day, she was 95 calories under. Second day, she was 123 calories under. The third training day, she was only 34 calories under, which is better out of all of them. And then the fourth training day, she was 112 calories under. Now, her training days are typically Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday. She takes Wednesday as a non-training day. She actually did okay on that day. She ate within the range, which was good, 1,600 to 1,800 calories. And then coming into the weekend, as we talked about this in the following review, I figured out this is what had happened, is she got to the end of the weekdays, and she realized, holy crap, she was behind on her calories. She had under-eaten every single training day. So she calculated what her weekly caloric average would be according to our plan, which would be 1,928 calories on average per day. But she was so far behind that she realized over the next 2 days, she was going to need over 4,000 calories on the 2 days, which meant that she was going to need to eat her training day range on two non-training days. So she doesn't typically train on Saturday and Sunday, but she was going to have to eat within her training day calorie range in order to, quote unquote, make up for the week and still end the week at the right caloric average. So she ate 2,100 calories on Saturday and some 2,104 and then 2,144 on Sunday. So she ate extra on Saturday and Sunday. She ate the training day calories even though they were non-training days. She was still 11 calories under on this weekly average that she had calculated. So in our journal, when I checked her foods on Monday, I commented that the calories during the week were low. So I checked them kind of like day by day. So I noticed like the first training day, I was like, oh, bummer, you know, calories are low, protein's good, sugar's good, so well. Then the next training day, I was like, ah, we're low again. You know, we want to make sure that doesn't happen too often. Then the third training day, the fourth training day, I'm like, oh, crap, okay, we're low every single day. So I commented that the calories were low. Good thing was the protein was high, like it was appropriate range and sugars were in appropriate range. So I just asked her in the journal, I said, did you follow your normal training schedule this week? Or did you have to train on the weekends to make up for a busy week? Because when I was looking at it, the only 2 days that were actually within the training day range was Saturday and Sunday. So I was like, maybe she just had a crazy week and something happened. Like she had been sending videos and I had been looking at the videos and they were on the normal days. But who knows? You know, so you always want to ask to clarify. Her response was, "I trained on my normal days, but I realized I was under eating leading into the weekend, so I adjusted my calories so I could stay on track with her weekly average." I then responded, "When you say weekly average, I'm assuming you mean our caloric weekly average, which is something we actually don't track." So this is a sidebar. I never gave her that number because it's not something we actually track. So when she said that, I was kind of like, "What do you mean?" Which is why I replied like with the assumption that she meant caloric weekly average, and then saying that that's something we actually don't track. I never gave her that number. We never even talked about it before. So I wrote and I continued and I said, "We're not looking at calories per week for your goals. We need to match our calories to our activity level day each and every day. And that will help us on the days when we're more active to have proper caloric intake so we can maximize our performance to maximize our training stimulus for strength and muscle. But we want to make sure on the non-training days we don't have caloric surpluses. That way we're not getting fat storage on those days. So we're not concerned with a weekly viewpoint, but rather a daily viewpoint." So we went on to talk, and what we uncovered was is she doesn't like her low-calorie days. She feels hungry by the end of the day and didn't like that feeling, so she dropped the calories on purpose from her training days to lessen the deficit that she has in her non-training days. So it wasn't so much as at the end of the week she realized she needed to change things. She had been intentionally planning to do that. Now, this was good for us to know because it helps me fix the underlying issue. The underlying issue was she doesn't feel comfortable eating more on the training days. So we had to go through all these layers to get to the real thing, which was she felt like eating that many calories on training days was going to make her overweight. And it's like, well, it's interesting in the sense that people would have that kind of thought, but yet on the non-training days, the Saturday and Sunday, she overate. And that coincided with she was with family and friends, and it was more enjoyable to eat more on those days. So during the week on the training days, she was trying to undereat, so that way it would allow her to eat more on the weekends. But it was, unfortunately, it meant we were basically underachieving all of our goals. So on training days, she wasn't fueling herself for maximum performance. She wasn't going to get maximal nervous system response, maximal muscle growth response. And then on non-training days, she wasn't getting into a proper caloric deficit because of the way in which the body reacts on the high training days. It ramps up its processes, and it does all the things it would want to do and would need to do, and it ends up kind of like burning through the calories that we give it. So if she was eating the 2,000 to 2,200 calories on the two training days, she would go into that non-training day, day three, Wednesday, when her body would have expected her to bring in that same 2,000 to 2,200 calories. It would have allocated a high amount of calories to repairing muscles, to growing hair, skin, nails, doing other processes in the body. And then all of a sudden, midway through the day, towards the end of the day, it would have been like, hey, holy crap, we're not getting all the calories we want. We're about 400 calories behind. But by then, the body had already burned off the calories that were coming in. It had created like this deficit, which was promoting fat loss. So it's almost like on that non-training day, we would have wanted the body to not be able to predict that a low-calorie day was coming. So we wouldn't want our calories just being evened all days across the week. We want on more active days to eat more. So that way on less active days, we can eat less and we get a greater amount of fat loss on those days with any prevention towards the body trying to replace that body fat, or at least a reduced prevention. So what we really want is if our caloric usage is extreme, meaning on days we train, we might have 400 to 500 calories more burned, we want to eat more on those days to properly fuel what the body needs, kind of like at maintenance levels, but enough protein, enough good timing that we get the nervous system response, we get the muscle growth response that we want. But there's no surplus really available to build muscle, to form body fat. Then on the non-training days, we want that lower calorie amount so that way it promotes fat loss. So, as we said, if she was going to normalize her days, she was actually under-fueling performance, nervous system response, adaptation, and muscle growth. And then on non-training days, she was actually reducing the caloric deficit that was actually going to help her lose body fat. So by normalizing her days, she was going to get less strong, less muscle, and burn less body fat. That's a struggle because that's the complete opposite of what we want, but yet she was fearful of gaining body fat, which is why she felt like she made all these changes. So it was like, without knowing it, it was kind of a self-sabotage. She changed the program to something that was actually going to be less than ideal to try to avoid the thing that she was causing by the changes she made. So when we look at adjusting calories to make up for mistakes, if you have calorie goals based on activity levels, meaning training day and non-training day kind of things, you want to match the calories to the specific day, not blend the calories evenly across all days. So if you run low or high on one day, don't adjust anything on the next day. Just pick up where you left off. It's important to keep each day for its intended purpose, and to not ruin a second day by trying to fix the first day, which is already passed. So, don't make up for one day on the next day. Just follow the program as it is written. Okay, I thought that was a fun kind of real world example where people will make some changes sometimes, thinking they're doing a good thing when unfortunately they're actually undoing a good thing. So when you think of adjusting calories to make up for mistakes, do not do that. Just if you make a mistake, you know, it's a mistake. See if there's something you can learn from it so we don't repeat it, and then move on by just continuing with the program as is. Okay, I thought that was helpful. If you have any questions, if you need anything, reach out. My email is brutalirongym@gmail.com. If you like the podcast, please share the podcast. If you like the podcast, please consider donating to support the podcast, which you can do on our website. Also, if you like the information we share in our podcast, you can find more from us on our social media channels. You can find us and follow us on Instagram and YouTube under the name Brutal Iron Gym. As always, I hope this was helpful, and thank you for listening.